Hello friends, welcome to the SOS Podcast. I'm your host, Carl. Thanks for joining me. I hope you all had a great Thanksgiving week. Unfortunately, I spent my week recovering from COVID, but I'm out of the woods right now, so that's good. Now, during this week where I was pretty much isolated at home by myself, I wasn't feeling so great, so I wasn't terribly productive. One thing I spent time doing was watching old house hunting TV shows. I think you've seen shows like this before. You have a person or a couple, they've got a budget, they have a whole list of everything they want to find in a house. And it's up to the realtor to find them that house for that budget. Now, the first show that I watched, there was a nice couple. They were looking for a home on Palm Beach Island, which sounds ambitious and turned out to be very ambitious based on the budget they gave. When they disclosed their budget, I thought, there is no way on earth these people are finding even like a one-bedroom bungalow in Palm Beach for that price. But the realtor said, let me first show you what we have. He took them to this house, which was exactly what they asked for. The right location, the right size, the right features, everything. Of course, they fell in love. They said, this is perfect. This is exactly what we're looking for. And then the realtor gave them the price, which just happened to be about 4 times their budget. They, of course, were very disappointed, but, you know, they had to be realistic. So what did they end up finding? Well, they found a house that was not in Palm Beach, but near Palm Beach. Not on the water, but near the water. Not with a pool, but near a pool. And I think you get the idea. Everything they were looking for, I could kind of get close to that, but not really. They ended up being pretty happy with the house they got. It just wasn't exactly what they thought they could afford. Now, the second episode I saw, I thought was going to turn out a lot better, because these people, they were out in California and they had a ridiculous budget of like $1.2 million. And that's a lot of money. I mean, that's no chump change there. And they were a young couple, too. They were a young couple, so I thought, well, they're definitely going to get what they're looking for. So they start the list. Where they want the house, what they want it to have, blah, blah, blah. They go see the first house. Looks amazing. Of course, it's not exactly what they want. And it's also, like, a little over budget. So I'm confused. And quite honestly, I'm getting a little disappointed already, because I thought for sure they'd be able to find exactly what they were looking for that much money. I mean, how could they not? I thought that would be the day that I would shell out $1.2 million for a house and have to settle for this, that, and the other thing instead of what I actually want, right? I mean, how is it that this realtor could not find something to fit exactly what they wanted for that much money? He shows them a second house. Same thing. Almost what they want, not really. Third house. Same thing. Close, but no cigar. It's time to move from fantasy to reality. You know, it's the end of the show. They have to pick a house. They can't find everything they're looking for. So it's a matter of which house they're willing to settle for. So they pick the house. They honestly seemed really happy, but you knew that there were things that they really wanted that they just couldn't have right then and there. Of course, there's the option to upgrade in the future or save up some money and do some renovations, but for the moment, they had to settle for almost what they wanted. And I really had to chuckle to myself because the way this show works, this is the way it always happens. Nobody comes out with a budget that gets them exactly what they want. There's always some compromise. None of the realtors are ever able to give the clients exactly what they're looking for the amount of money they can afford. It just doesn't work that way. I don't know if that's done intentionally. It just seems very strange to me that no one ever has the right budget for what they're looking for and where they're trying to find it. I don't know, just the way it works. But I thought this is quite a metaphor for life. You have these people, they've got a singular mission. They're looking for the house. They're not looking for a house, they're looking for the house. They've saved up all their pennies. They know what they can get approved for. They really just want to find that house. And 10 times out of 10, 100% of the time, they have to settle for getting close, but not exactly. No one gets lucky and finds that exact perfect house for what they can spend or less than their budget, right? It just doesn't happen. The elusive perfect house is really that elusive. No one can find it. But you know, the thing is, even if some person or some couple were able to find that perfect house, exactly what they were looking for, exactly on budget, everything, you know what would happen, right? Eventually, over time, that house would be not so perfect anymore. Trends change, people's personal tastes change. It only takes one unpleasant neighbor to turn the perfect house into the last place you want to be, right? There is a dream of satisfaction these people are looking for that they just can't reach. But that is this life. If we're looking for our fulfillment in the temporary things of this life, that perfect house will be perfect for only a brief moment. Then it will age, it'll be dated, and before you know it, 1,000 other houses look better. Whether it's the perfect house, the perfect job, maybe you're looking for the perfect husband or wife, you want to build that perfect little family. When we seek fulfillment in the things of this world that are temporary, fulfillment is fleeting. We won't be able to find it. We have to look somewhere that is unchanging. We have to go to a place where there are no trends, there is no decay, no degradation. When we're looking for fulfillment, that which will make us truly happy and joyous, make us feel as if we have some kind of purpose, it has to be in something or someone eternal and unchanging. And that's the Lord. That's why scripture tells us to look at the things above, not the things below. We know what lies below, a million things that will one day fade away. Follow the advice of Solomon. Enjoy this life. Take advantage of every blessing God gives you. But understand that there is greater than what we see here. There is greater than what we have here. Enjoy this life, understanding what this life is. And make sure to keep your eyes, to keep your perspective on that which is eternal. Seek joy here. Understand the source of your fulfillment. Don't misplace that focus. Don't get caught up in the things of this world that seem so appealing and seem like they're really gonna make you happy, because it's a shadow. It's an illusion. That's all that is. Take this life with a grain of salt and ask the Lord to show you where the true value lies. Father God, we want to be invested in what matters. We want to pour our time, our energy, our resources into what actually will last. Father, we ask that you strip us of distractions. Keep us focused on that which truly fulfills, that which is eternal, that which is of you. Father, we ask that you just strip everything else away, God, that we would not be pulled to the left or to the right or up or down, Father, but that we would remain focused on the right path, that we would remain focused on seeking you and your kingdom for fulfillment, not only fulfilling us, God, but fulfilling your will for us. Father, that we would be focused on doing your good work, on accumulating those treasures in heaven, God, not the treasures we see here. Father, we love you, and we can't wait to see you face to face. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Good day, and God bless.
Soul.